Hi dear friends,
my name is Elizabeth Akunyili. Welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. This is my diary, as you already know. So, today I am going to be... Sorry. Okay, I have been a practicing therapist for the last 5 years. And if I got a dime for every time I got these set of questions, I promise you I'll be a millionaire right now. Are you single? Do you have sex often? How come you're still single? You're a Christian sex therapist? How is that even possible? Why are you a sex therapist? Why are you not doing something else? At the initial stage, I used to feel harassed. After a while, I just stopped bothering. I sound like an oxymoron. This night, I wrote out the topic and it sounded like an oxymoron completely. Being a Christian single sex therapist. Guys, not in US, not in UK, in Nigeria. In Nigeria, I won't say we're all conservative, but it's a conservative community. The Nigerian community is highly conservative. We're highly cultural. We don't talk about sex publicly. It's disrespectful. You're a lady and you're talking about sex. How dare you? There's that look I get from mothers when they hear I'm a sex therapist. Are you serious? And somebody is going to marry you. Through this girl, you're spoiled. In fact, this episode is for fun, I promise you. When I'm in churches and they're like, there's a circle going on and everybody's like, hi, my name is ABC and I'm a counselor. Hi, I'm a banker. Hi, I'm a this. Hi, and it gets to my turn and I'm like, hi, my name is Lisbeth and I'm a sex therapist. Everywhere goes quiet. I promise you, if anything dropped, you would have heard it. Hi, my name is Elizabeth and I'm a sex therapist. Everywhere goes absolutely quiet. And they're looking at me like, what do you do? Do you teach people how to have sex? I'm like, it's just one of the many things I do. I help people recover from abuse. I help people recover from addictions. I help people break childhood trauma cycles in their life right now. They don't want to hear about everything I do. All they want to hear about is sex. Then they act like they don't want to hear about sex. That's the ironic one. So there was this time I went out to a meeting. It was a church meeting. And everyone had introduced themselves. Of course, it was my turn, so I introduced myself. Everybody kept quiet. Then the questions started tumbling in as usual. It's always like a tornado when it starts. So everybody started asking me their questions. What do you do? What's your job description? How do you do it? Don't you feel awkward? You're a single person? Blah, blah, blah. That's like the basic. That's the worst they could do. Or so I felt. Until I was going outside and this lady whose second name I can't even remember came after me and said, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, excuse me. You don't even know me. You don't have an idea who I am. You don't know me behind the scenes. You've never consumed my content and you feel opinionated to tell me what title I should not answer. As you know, on this platform, my goal is to be my most audacious, spiritual, smart, and sexy self. The thing about being where the Lord has called you to be is that people will be opinionated to tell you what you should and shouldn't do, how you should and shouldn't serve the Lord. And so for me, there's always the question of how are you successfully Christian? How are you successfully single? And how are you successfully a sex therapist? I don't know what your definition of successful is. But I think one of my definitions of successful is that when I close my eyes at night, I go to bed seated. I go to bed satisfied. I go to bed proud of myself. One of my definitions of success is that when I look in the mirror every morning, I am proud at the girl who smiles back at me. One of my definitions of success is that right within everything I do as a sex therapist, I could literally switch into prayers and switch into work and none of them is different from the other. I don't feel the pressure to be at work than in worship. It is one thing for me. Work is worship. It might not be for you. This is not a pedestal I'm putting you on. Today is about understanding that sometimes we can be contradictory to a lot of people. We can sound contradictory. But the question is, are you? What are you contradicting? Them? if you did listen to Staying in Your Call, the Staying in Your Call series, we did talk about each man standing in his own place. I am a sex therapist. That does not affect my relationship status. I don't go about I don't go about having sex on the streets. It doesn't mean my libido just gets heightened by the numbers of textbooks I put in my head, guys. There was this one time when someone saw a Kama Sutra on my system and it just went wild. You have the Kama Sutra. I'm like, oh God, I wish this guy would just click this PDF and let me rest. And then he clicked it and saw this whole thing full of text in my head. I'm like, what were you expecting, naked people? You were hoping to see naked people on my system so you can claim it was me who corrupted you. Guy, you wanted to be corrupted. Stop hiding. That's me being intense. Sorry. I'm just tired of people trying to look like I'm trying to corrupt them. Because they really want to be corrupt. Yeah. They're just hoping I'm the one who gives them the information so they can hold me responsible. About how my faith and my work goes together. They are not separate. My first assignment is to love. To love the Lord your God with all your heart. And then to love your neighbor. What I do loves my neighbor. It's a proof that God wants men to be healed. The devil didn't manufacture sex. The world didn't manufacture sex. It came with the human biology. So this feeling of being appalled, this cultural restriction on our sexuality, what it has done to us is expose us to the exact opposite, the other extreme, which is, oh, sexual liberation. You have to do it now, feel it now. Sex without boundaries, sex with no cost. That's what it has taken us to. And the other alternative is it has made us so scared to talk about sex that even when we become sexually abused, sexually, any form of sexual abuse, whether it was verbal assault on your body or it was physical assault, it was very physical, or it was even an actual rape where this person ejaculated inside you, you don't even have the nerve to say the word vagina. Excuse me, it's a vagina, that's all it is. Can we become comfortable with our own bodies? Because our inability to be comfortable with ourselves shows up in the way we address other people. So how am I a successful Christian, single, sex therapist? I just am. That's the only answer. I just am. I believe in God, so I'm a Christian. I'm single. No one has asked me out that I like yet. That's why I'm single. It's because I'm a sex therapist. Some of us feel the pressure to have the same relational pedigree we have at work. And what that pressure has done to us is we date people who have no rights to be in our lives. Yes, I mean that. We date people who have no right. They have no business being in our lives. Because we want to say, oh, I am successful. I don't even know what successful is these days anymore. Sometime this year, pressure to be financially successful hit me so hard. Like, everyone had opinions about what my finances were supposed to look like at this stage of my life. But the fact is, all my money gets pumped into what I do. And I know. I see the result. They might not, but I see the result. I know what I'm building. If your work is going greatly and your relationship is not, it becomes important that you ask yourself, why am I single? Am I single because I am choosy? Am I single because I have standards? Those are two different things. Am I playing hard to get or do I have standards? In the course Single and Ready to Mingle, I did talk about it extensively. In fact, one of my counselees recently came for a counseling session. When she was done talking, I was like, see, this is just going to be resolved by this course. Just go listen. By the time she was done with the unit one, she said, Lizzie, you were flogging me. Being single is not a problem. You can be single and be rightly in your assignment. And I'm not going to let anyone tell me otherwise. Not because I am proud and stupid, but because I have people I submit to, people I listen to, people I am accountable to. And I know without a shadow of doubt that I am doing the right thing at this phase of my life. Is there a space to make mistakes? Of course. But I am single not because I'm a sex therapist. And I am not less a sex therapist because I'm a Christian. I do my work. I deliver. My average clients, if they do not find my personal handles, might never know I'm a Christian because it is not their responsibility. I give them the best. At Lisa Express Consult, our goal is to give people information that is standard. And so I am not just testing it against the societal backdrop in Nigeria. When I'm saying heal, I'm not just trying to build a brand. I'm after this person's actual healing. I don't know who you are listening to me. I don't know what your assignment is. You could be a sex therapist like me, or you could even be doing something crazier like going to mass. Whatever it is, and you could be doing something as little as taking care of your child. No one has the capacity to minimize where you are in your personal journey because of your professional growth. Your professional growth doesn't undermine where you are as a person. Doesn't. I am single on this podcast. There's a possibility I won't be in my next podcast. So am I going to change and say, oh, I am no more a sex therapist. I am now marriage counselor. Won't be a bad idea. How come I didn't consider that? Really? If it's not my assignment to be a marriage counselor, even if I was married for 50 years, I still won't do it right. If I do not practice to be one, if I do not study to be one, if I do not put in the required work and time for it, I still won't get it done. So how am I a successful single Christian counselor? I just am. And I hope you just are. I hope you just are on your growth journey. I hope you are gentle with yourself. I hope you know that you won't always be single. And even if you will always be single, I hope you'll be single with pride, with self-respect, with honor. I hope you have standards. I hope it's not because you're trying to play hard to get. You're trying to prove a point to somebody. Because when the chips are down, it's just you. When you wake up in the morning, it's just you in the mirror. When you go to bed at night, it's just your eyes closed and no one else's. It's just you. I hope you're a Christian in your assignment, not because that's what sells, because that's who you are. I hope you're a worshiper in spirit and in truth. And I hope you understand that there is no faith without works. So don't let this world mold you, compress you, and tell you how to be, that you cannot be single and successful. How in the world did we come to that? There was no Eve before Adam had done all the things he had done. There was no Eve. This is not even talking about equality or equity. That's not what this is about. This is just about doing what you ought to do. Just be in your assignment. Stay in your call. Just stay. That's all I've got to say. I hope to see you next week. Don't forget, I just upgraded my website, www.ministerliza.xyz. Let me know what you think about the upgrades. Bye.